Welcome to Lemons and Limes, the David and Abigail show. I'm David, and this is my sister and co-host, Abigail.
Hi, it's me. I'm here. Oh my gosh. I mess it up every time. Oh, I can't. I had it rehearsed, and it didn't work. Okay, never mind. We're done.
What you like went with hi, and then you like panicked, and then you like went.
I freaked out. Hi.
And then you just went through all your like sort of usual ones. Okay, good job.
No, I'm supposed to say I'm here.
Yeah, but it is. I okay.
We don't need to talk about this. Okay.
All right. Let's move on. Welcome to the show. We are Lemons and Limes, the show about not a lot of things, but stuff that happens in our lives and whatever. Yeah.
But we are the same but different.
That is true. So I'm pretty excited because we've been recording for a little while, and like these episodes are going to go up like a little bit later than like they were recorded, just because of time frames and stuff. But by the time that we recorded this episode, like we'll have had officially published the podcast, and there will be like five episodes before this, or at least five, I think, or four or five. So anyway, yeah. So, yeah, so cool stuff. Yeah, podcast. Woo!
Hopefully, are you okay there?
Well, I'm just, like, hoping, you know, like, by this point, six episodes in, that people will have enjoyed it enough.
That we're not bad.
Yeah. So, cool.
So, funny thing. So, like, we're talking about Casper.
Our dog Casper.
Oh yeah, so the dog, David kind of was here for a little while when he was here. As some of you know, David lives in California. I live in New York, upstate New York.
Yeah,
and that's where we're originally from. And Casper is our dog at our house here in New York, and he's a little interesting.
He's just a ball of energy all the time.
Background, I'll give you, like, he's 18 pounds. He's a Casper. He's a Casper mix.
He's a no, Casper, yeah.
He's a Casper mix. A Casper mattress. No. He's a Maltese Havanese. I don't really know what a Havanese is, but we have him.
but we accepted him.
We accepted him as a dog, I guess. But it's funny because, like, he's 18 pounds, but, like, he looks like a bigger dog in a smaller size. Like, he looks like a sheepdog, kind of.
Yeah.
Which, actually, yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't mean to, like, I don't know. I didn't realize that in him at first. But anyway, so, like, when we're talking upstairs in the living room, like he'll just, like, go downstairs because we're talking for some reason. Like, I don't know if he thinks we're upset or, like, we have a basement, and his cage is down there. And there's, like, it's finished, and there's lights and stuff, you know? But he'll, like, just, like, go downstairs when we're talking. Or, like, he'll, like, run around the house like crazy. Like, usually he's super hyper. He's been a lot better in the last, like, year or two.
Yeah.
We've had him for 2 years. So, like, in the last year, I guess. But, like, he'll, like, get, like, a big running start to, like, jump up onto something sometimes. Because he can barely get up if he's just, like, right in front of it.
And he has no confidence in himself, too, for some reason.
Yeah, he doesn't, like, trust himself to, like, get up, so.
Like, you'll be sitting, and he'll be trying to jump up onto a chair with you, and he'll leap, jump, leap, and he just, like, won't do it. Like, he won't commit to his jump.
He keeps trying to jump, and he doesn't jump, and then finally he gets it, and then sometimes he doesn't get it at all, and you have to pick him up. But anyway, so, like, he'll, like, run into the couch sometimes when he's trying. He takes, like, a running leap from, like, halfway across the living room. And he'll, like, body slam into the couch.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, like, he doesn't make it.
Yeah.
Because he jumped too fast. So, but my point was, he's already an idiot. And he's been really stupid lately, like, even more so. So, like, something I noticed was that, the other day, he had run into something. I forgot exactly what happened, but he just, like, kind of ran into something. I don't know, like, in the living room or something. And I thought that was kind of weird. And then, like, I started to wonder if I should, like, have him checked out or something. Because, like, other things started happening. And so, we put like gates, like we have like a couple gates around the house, like to like, kind of barricade,
like baby so, gates.
Like, yeah, like baby gates, like so like they don't like because we have another dog too, but like so they don't go into that room, you know, for whatever reason, like so they don't get out into stuff or they stay with us so they you know don't have they can't get out, you know, and so that's pretty common, you know, for like dogs and stuff and or babies. So I was bringing a gate up the stairs to my parents' bedroom and Casper got really nervous and he was above up on top of the stairs,
mm-hmm.
and he started like I was kind of carrying it funny because I was carrying some other things and I was kind of moving it around trying to like put it down. He was like freaking out. He kept turning around, going different directions. Then he turned around. Mind you, the side of like the railing is like right there, like where the stairs is. And yeah. then up on top of the stairs is like a little like hallway area where like there's still railing. And it's just flat, you know, like the actual like ground, you know. And there's like a plant there. He turns around, right where it's like a little drop off there. He turns around, and almost jumps.
Oh my gosh!
Because he was so scared. It's a pretty long jump. But he didn't realize it was like he forgot for a second or something that like that wasn't like a wall or like a room or you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
he actually was like about to jump, and then he like stopped himself and like looked back at me and was like. Oh my gosh, I love you!
Oh, hi.
Because by that time I had the gate put down, and he, like, came up to me, he started, like, waking me and stuff, and I was like, oh my gosh, you almost died! And it was, like, a happy reunion. It's kind of sad, but it was actually really funny.
That's, oh my goodness, because that's a, like, that's the top of the stairs, and then, like, it's just, like, this little opening, and they're like, bars. It's not... I don't know if it's, like, a really good way to put it, but, like, going up the stairs. A railing, yeah, yeah. So, but, like, you can, I mean, like, if you're small enough, you could jump through it, but, like, not a normal person could get through there, but he probably could.
I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, because it's not even just, like, one whole, it's, like, a whole set of stairs plus a few more, because, yeah. like, it has, like, that, like, sidestep thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, like, our dogs, like, have, like. At least our first dog we had, he used to always, like, lay down up there and look out the top of it and, yeah. like, wait for us to come home up there and stuff. And
there are windows in that, in the big hallway. So, like, when you're sitting up there and looking out, you can, like, look through those big windows. So, like, they'll yeah. look out into the neighborhood, too. So, and then they bark
Yeah,
at
so,
things.
Like, they would, like, look up there and, like, bark and stuff. And yeah. so it's, like, it's not that weird that, like, he'd be, like, in that place, but like it's just so funny because he almost like jumped off.
Oh
and
gosh.
Then like after that, like later that day, he almost ran into something else, and like he got all like freaked out by it. And I don't know if his like sensory skills are like going down or I don't know what's happening. Like, but I haven't noticed anything in the last couple of days, so I'm like, okay, whatever.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, what's funny is like when a big dog, like when they're a puppy. And they're small while they're a puppy, obviously, and then they get bigger. Like, they don't realize how big they are, and they run into everything until they, like, understand how big they have become, you know? But, like, that's not the case for him. He's not, like, super small, but he's a small dog, you know? But he's not gonna get any bigger, and he hasn't gotten any bigger, so he has no excuse.
Yeah, like, he did weigh, like, 21 pounds before, and they said, like, he should weigh like 17.
Yeah,
and that's like 4 pounds is a lot for like him.
Yeah,
so like he actually lost weight because we started feeding him less food. Not like not enough, but like it was plenty. It's plenty of food that we give him.
Yeah,
just
like a smaller portion. Yeah.
Yeah, we were giving him too much before. Now, like last I knew, he could weigh 17, but last I knew he weighed like 18. They're like, well, that's better than 21, so it's fine. And
also, again, because he's so hyper and full of energy, they have to divide out his food. Like, they have to give him, like, a small bowl first and let him eat it and then give him more food. Because otherwise, he eats it too fast.
and he throws up.
And he'll throw up, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, the other night, so ever since you came.
Yeah.
Like, I've been, not every night, like, the last couple nights I haven't, but, like, a few nights after you came, or for a little while after you came, like, I was having trying to sleep with Meme.
Yeah. Yeah. Because while we were there... Go ahead.
While they were here, like, me and David shared a room, and he slept with us, because I think he was just so tired that he could actually, like, calm down enough to, like...
Yeah.
Do it. Because that's always a problem, is, like, he wakes me up, or, like, he chews on something or whatever, but he doesn't seem to be doing that much now. And actually, I think I'll have him sleep with me tonight because I don't have to work early.
Yeah, because when I was there, he was because I was on the bed, and then you had the blow up mattress on the ground, and then he was laying there. Oh, wait, actually, this is funny to mention. So Abby sometimes talks in her sleep. Casper was laying with her, and she started, like, I mean, it's pretty natural to, like, you know, move around a little bit in bed, but you started to, like, move around and, like, shift all your covers around, and then you started talking, and then Casper was like, he was like, I don't know how to deal with this, and then he wanted to get on my bed because he was tired and he wanted to get away from you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
I don't even know what you were saying, but, and then, like, Casper was, like, having none of it, and he was like, can I come up there, please?
Then the next morning, he jumped off your bed onto me.
Yeah, so he tries to get off, and he just leaps onto you, and you flip out at, like, 6 a.m.
Didn't I say, like, oh my gosh?
Yeah, that was so funny.
Oh yeah, well, speaking of that, did I tell you about how what I did in my sleep when I came home from Maine?
No.
I didn't tell you about that?
I don't think so.
Okay, wait, what's this real quick? Like, so, Maine is, like a, almost, like, an 8-hour drive, like, with stops, like, at least for me, it was, like, there and back, like, 8 hours there, 8 hours back, you know? And I had driven 8 hours back, to get home, you know? Anyway, I go to bed. I feel like, I don't know, before I go to bed, I feel like I'm, like, still driving, you know, but I'm not driving. But I feel like I am.
Yeah.
And I go to sleep. Okay, no joke. I literally wake up in the middle of the night at, like, 3 in the morning on my floor. Picture my legs out, like, on the floor, just sitting on the floor with my arm up, like, my arms on the wheel. I'm just sitting there looking out like I'm driving. Like, I'm going, if you can't see my arm moving right now, but, like, I'm, like I'm driving.
Oh, my
and I
goodness.
And I'm, like, wondering, and I wake up and I'm wondering what's going on. I feel like, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not in my car.
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, wondering, I can't see anything, but I feel my bed, and there's no covers on it. They're all on me. On the floor. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, why am I driving on the floor? Like, with my covers.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I made a little bed on the floor, but I was, like, sitting upright, like, driving. So, like, it was really weird. And then, so after I woke up, I was, like, I literally just threw all the blankets on the bed and just went back to sleep. And then, like, I woke up the next morning. I'm like, what the heck just happened?
Why,
like,
did I do that?
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing, but I don't remember ever waking up to anything, doing anything like that in my entire life.
Yeah, like, like I just said, you sometimes talk in your sleep, and, like, you don't sleepwalk, though. Like, I know some people who, like, they go all the way downstairs and, like, open the, like, refrigerator and start staring into it or something, you know? Like, you've never done anything like that, but, like, I do remember another time when, like, we were in a hotel, and it was, like, on vacation. It was, like, at the end of it, we were, like, in a hotel for a couple days before we came back home. And Mom and I were talking, and you had fallen asleep, and then you sat right up, and you just sat up, and then you started saying something, and then you just immediately just laid back down. And Mom and I looked at each other, Mom was like, oh, okay.
Wait, didn't something happen when I visited you in California last spring?
Yeah, it was actually very similar. You sat up and you started talking to me, and then I said
something. Didn't I say, like, I need water or something? And you're like...
Something like that. But, and then, like, I was gonna respond, but then I was like, maybe I should just ignore you. But then you laid back down.
But anyway, what was I was saying something about Casper. That was a while ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know, I totally derailed you.
No, it's okay. But, I don't remember what else I was saying, but, oh, no, but I woke up in the middle of the night to Casper throwing up on my bed.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, so that was lovely.
Yeah.
I'm like half asleep trying to clean up puke and like.
Oh gosh. Wait, when did that happen?
It was like maybe early this week, late last week or something.
Oh, okay. Also, like
after I got back from Maine.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's gross. Yeah, Casper's a pip. I remember when when you guys got Casper was when I was in Europe in 2015, and then I came home, and then obviously I saw Casper, but then I left, and then I would just kind of keep coming and going, you know. But like, so I haven't spent that much time with Casper, but like I've spent enough time where like he recognizes me and he knows me and he loves me, you know.
I love you.
But like distinctly last year, I remember coming for like Thanksgiving. And and he and I was just like immediately like, wow, he is so much like he can actually chill like so much better than he used to be able to, you know. And there was this really cute moment. Abby and I were watching TV, and it was one of the last nights I was there. It might have been the last night, actually. And then Casper decided to sit on the chair with me, and it's a pretty big chair. And he fell asleep. He passed out on my lap, and it was so cute. And I took pictures, and it was adorable.
Yeah, he can be really sweet sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, even though he's kind of a butt, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, so I'm wondering if I should talk about the concert I just went to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, like, 2 days ago went to a concert with my girlfriend. So it was kind of like, so side note. I mean, it was our birthday recently, and I say our birthday because we share a birthday the same day, different year, but it's the same day in September. So it's almost like it was destiny. I don't know. Which, and then also side note, you know, it's interesting sharing a birthday because, well, one, you'll never forget the other person's birthday. But it's also interesting because, you know, like when you would celebrate somebody's birthday, you make it really special for particularly for that person, you know? So it's interesting that, like, we share the same day, so, like, we just have to make it special for each other at the same time, you know? So, like, I guess if, like, I wanted to do something and then she wanted to do something, like, we would have to just maybe just do it on a different date. I don't know. It's it's actually kind of cool, though. I don't mind, because then it's almost like a holiday for us, you know?
Yeah.
And then we do stuff like this. Like, I had planned this concert for months, actually. So we went to go see Boyce Avenue in San Francisco, and I live in like Central California, but like I don't live in the Bay Area, but I live like close enough to it that it's like really easy to get to. So I can drive like an hour to the train station and then take the train in. It's like it's not that far. So the concert was, like, at 8 p.m., and it was on a Thursday, and then I'm working the next day, but whatever. So she comes after work, we go onto the train, and, you know, we're just, like, hanging out and stuff, so, and then we have to walk after we get to the train station. But yeah, so we go to see, Boyce Avenue, and if you don't know who that is, basically they're, I don't really want to say, like, they're just, like, a cover artist, but that's definitely, like, what they're really known for. They're basically YouTubers, you know, that, like, really successful musicians, who, like, came from YouTube. They do a ton of covers. They have a lot of original music now, too. And their concert was really good. Like, I was telling Abby this before, like, my expectations were not low, but, like, I wasn't expecting, like, a full, like, concert, you know? And they're not only, like, just great in general, like, they were fantastic performers, and it was awesome. There were two other YouTubers that opened for them too. I mentioned one to you, Abby, Madeline, right?
Madeline Bailey.
Yeah, Madeline Bailey. which I don't know a lot of her stuff, but Abby had showed me some of her covers before. And then the other one was Megan Davies, which I didn't really know, but like they were both very, very good. Like just really, really good.
I didn't know about her. Yeah, I don't know. I've never listened to her.
Yeah, Megan Davies is, like, she's, like, a great guitar player, too. Like, most of what she did was just, like, super cool, like, guitar stuff, you know? But it was really neat because it was, like, two YouTubers opening for, like, other kind of bigger YouTubers. Like, I don't want to say, like, the other two aren't big, but, like, you know, just, like, two, It was just like a bunch of YouTubers, and it was like really neat to see like a really awesome concert of these people who've made success that way, you know? So the concert was great. We had a good time there. So it was in a theater that was standing room only, which was okay. But you know, your legs get kind of tired, when you're just standing there for like a long time. And plus we had to walk all the way over there. And so we, there, oh my gosh. So some, like most people will like not be that like, you know, they won't like stand that close to you, or at least like if they are, like they won't get all up in your business, you know? But so during one of the opening sets, I can't remember which one, I think it was Megan Davies, but there was this couple and they walk in front of us and like, okay, that's fine, you know? And this guy, like the music kind of like, it was a little like funky, like enough that you could like kind of dance to, you know? And so this guy, he starts kind of dancing and like, that's all right, you know, but like, he's getting really, really close to me and like, and then, but then what was weird, he starts like grinding and like shoving, oh. Like, oh my God. Yeah. And like, he kind of like starts grinding up on his girl there and like, he's so uncomfortably close to me. And I'm like, I kind of back up a little bit and I whisper over to Tot, my girlfriend, and I'm like, I don't feel safe. I'm like, could you please maybe just grind that way? And she started laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
It was, oh my goodness.
That is so funny.
And then eventually they just like, they moved somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know where they went. But
yeah, it's a little weird.
And
it's not like it's a dance club. Like.
No, and it wasn't even like techno music or like something that was very, very like
it, a beat it, for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was like funky and like, it sounded like cool enough to like dance to, but like he was getting like way more into it than he should have, you know?
Maybe he should go home.
Yeah. And oh, and okay. And I will add too that there was a bar there. So like people were drinking. But I think I heard one of the bartenders say that there was a 2-drink limit, which made sense because like, I don't know, like, you're just gonna get hammered. Like, this wasn't like, I don't know, this wasn't like a big huge concert where like, you know, you just like gonna drink a lot of beers, get super drunk and like have a mosh pit, you know? Like, that's not really what this was. So but anyway, so
I sure hope not.
Yeah. And so in light of that, there was another couple, and the funny thing, like all these little anecdotes came from just these random couples that we saw. There was another couple that eventually was standing near us and like in front of us, and they kept like moving around a lot, and like if they just like stood still, like we could see okay, but like they kept like moving a lot. And oh my gosh, so it was like this guy and this girl, they were probably around my age, you know, and she was so drunk, like she just kept getting drinks, and then she kept making him get her drinks, and like I don't know how many she had or what she was drinking, but she just would, like, she just had a cup and a straw, and, like, all she was doing was basically just drinking and then just, like, swaying with the music and then, like, eating her boyfriend's face. Like, it was disgusting. Like, oh. Yeah, and, like, it's, like, okay, it's one thing to, like, you know, be a little, like, tipsy and, like, you know, I don't know, whatever, but... And I mean, like, a little, like, smooch is, like, what it's... Like, I'm not gonna be upset, but, like, they were... basically just sitting there like making out with each other, and it was kind of gross, and it's like, okay, nobody here wants to see you do that, could you maybe stop giving her drinks so that she's not so intoxicated? And then she would like hold up her phone, and like she was like very obviously like her attention span, you could tell, like she would go from like actually paying attention to the concert to paying attention to her drink to like saying something to her boyfriend to grabbing her phone real quick and like taking like a video, and then she would like stop, and then she would like take another video like 5 minutes later and then stop, and then she would take another video, and it's like, oh my gosh, can you please stop doing that? But like she had like just such a small attention span, and like I think I couldn't really tell, but like it didn't really seem like her boyfriend minded, but like I think he was trying to like enjoy the concert, and then she would just like start talking to him and like get all up like on like him, and it's like, okay wow can you guys stop doing that?
Yeah, it's really awkward.
But
I don't usually encounter couples being too intimate.
Yeah.
Like, but I remember, actually, I don't think I told you this. I remember on the way to visiting you in the spring, There was a couple sitting. They weren't like drunk or anything. Maybe they were actually. I don't know. Because you can have alcohol on planes.
But, yeah.
They were like getting really friendly in the seats in front of me.
Oh my gosh.
And like I can see them through the cracks, like,
oh god,
like through in between the seats and stuff. And it was just, yeah, like, but really weird, like.
Like,
they were doing it on and off, you know, and, like, they're kind of, like, making out for a while, and then they would stop, and then they would just, like,
yeah,
make out for a while. And
like,
then
get
they
a
like,
room, like,
watch
goodness.
Their video, and then, yeah, I know.
Like, like, okay.
Wait till you land.
Yeah. Like, okay, listen, I understand you're in love, and I get that. I really do. And, you know, a little, like, smooching or, like, kind of, like, holding each other, getting real close, like, that's okay. But, like, full on just, like, making out. Like, can you guys maybe not do that right now? Like, it's... this is a public service announcement. Like, please stop making out in public. It's weird. You know? I don't know. Like, and I get it. Some people are very comfortable with themselves and with each other. But, like, I think they just don't realize how kind of, like, uncomfortable it makes other people, you know?
Remember in Friends when Chandler... Well, this is kind of a spoiler, actually. But, like, I don't know if I should say this.
Well, okay, for the next, like, minute or so, friend spoiler.
Yeah.
Go on.
Friend spoiler. So, about Chandler and relationship stuff. But, like, so when Chandler and Monica were secretly together.
Yeah.
You know, like, how he accidentally, like, there's Zira, you know. He actually kissed her in front of all of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All, in front of all the girls.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of went with it, because they had just gone back from London.
Yeah.
So, like, he kind of made it act like it's something he picked up in London.
Yeah, like
so,
a like, European thing.
Yeah, like a European thing. Yeah, so then he, like, kissed Rachel and kissed Phoebe, and Phoebe's pregnant.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, it's a pleasure.
And it was like, it wasn't like... making out, but it was like a passionate kiss he did to Monica too, so it wasn't,
yeah,
it wasn't even like a little peck and then go, it was like,
it was like a real, yeah, like decent kiss.
Yeah.
And then like he did it to like Rachel and Phoebe too, and he just like laughed.
Yeah.
And, then he like, not like later in the episode, he started doing it again, and then like they like confronted him,
and they're like, hey,
fine,
listen,
stop doing it.
I'm like, all right, just trying to bring some culture to the group. Jeez.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, because he kept accidentally kissing her in front of them, and then, like,
yeah,
he had to make it seem like it wasn't a thing, you know. And
yeah, and then
anyway.
Then I remember Joey tried to do it too, and then they just like shoved him off.
Yeah, like Rachel like pushed him.
Yeah. So.
But that's not really a spoiler, because this is like, I don't know.
It's
like 13 years old. It's fine.
It's been a while, but like if you haven't watched Friends, I guess, I don't know. All right. Anyway, spoilers over for Friends.
Yeah.
Like, side note, and I don't really know if I should say this, but, like, Abby and I love the show Friends a lot. so does our
Why
older...
Why should you say that?
Well, my main point is what I mean. And
go on.
So, and so does our older sister. Like, honestly, the three of us, like, love Friends so much. And anyway, so, like, I kind of, maybe down the line, I thought about doing, like, a spinoff podcast of our podcast here, and basically just like go through every single episode of Friends and talk about it, or maybe like a couple episodes, like an episode of a podcast, you know.
Oh, you're committing to it now.
I know, I'm just putting it out there. I don't know, we've talked about it before.
I'm sure other people have done that, but like
they
I don't
have.
Mind doing it again.
Exactly,
like, it'd be fun just for us to do it.
Yeah, people do this, like I know specifically it's been done with Friends and other shows like that, but we love it so much that I feel like we, like, it would be really fun for us to do, you know. We've watched Friends so much too. We both own versions of Friends, like the DVD sets, which are the purest form because they are uncut, just saying.
Yeah, because they're actually like the DVDs, like,
yeah, because the,
they put commercials on them,
because the Blu-rays are not the uncut version as far as I know. And there was, like, a technical reason why, but it makes me not want to get the Blu-rays, you know?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But, yeah, so, I don't know. That may or may not happen. We'll see.
I know. I tried to watch it. I know, like, because your girlfriend is, like, watching on Netflix.
Yeah.
And, like, I tried to watch it on Netflix, and, like, I'm like, oh, they left that out. Oh, they left that out. Oh,
yeah.
They left that out, like, every time. Like,
and it's, like, it's not always, like, important to the story, but like the scenes that they cut out for...
It changes your perspective on, like, the funniness.
Yeah, because, like, they were basically, like, the original aired versions, to my knowledge. And then when they go into reruns, typically for a sitcom, for, like, a 20 to 30 minute, like, show that's supposed to fit into a 30 minute time slot, is what I mean, with advertisements, commercials, I mean, they have to, like, cut out some scenes, you know? So, like, it can kind of cut out, like, some funny jokes or, like, a little bit more that develops the story, you know, stuff like that. So watching just, like, an uncut, like, DVD, and this is the same for old sitcoms too. Like my mom, our mom rather, lol.
yeah, I'm here too.
She loves old sitcoms. She loves I Love Lucy. She loves, I don't know, just like shows like that. And like when she finally got like the DVDs of them, she was like, I'm seeing some of these episodes, it almost feels like for the first time, because there's so much more added to it. Like, it's uncut and it's remastered and it's incredible, you know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what else does she watch? Yeah, she watches other things like that. But it's really cool, like, that, I mean, at least, like, there's a version out there for some of those things.
Yeah.
That don't have, like, cut parts of the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, do you want to talk about something? Maybe
I need to tell you about my cortisone shot.
Yes.
It might freak you out. So, warning, this might make someone a little woozy.
I don't like needles, so have fun. No.
Well, so this is a very brief story. But I think I've had some like foot problems, like basically it's called like plantar fasciitis, I think.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's actually pretty common, and a lot of people know about it more than I realize. Like it's, I don't know.
Yeah, not me.
Well, you know, like that tendon that goes through your foot, like, you know, if you were to like just like have your foot out, and like that one that goes right across your arch.
Sure, yeah.
Like that, like, kind of one that kind of sticks out when you, like, point your toes up.
Yeah, okay. I'm, like, looking at my foot right now.
Yeah, look at your foot as a diagram.
Right, yes.
That part is the part that gets the plantar fasciitis, usually.
Okay.
Or not usually, but that's what plantar fasciitis is, when that gets, like, inflamed. Not inflamed, but, like, not inflamed. Why did I say inflamed? What? No. Like irritated or like.
Yeah,
inflamed. Maybe inflamed is the right word. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think so. Yeah.
So I was having like pain, mm-hmm. is what the problem was, and especially after you came in June, that's when it first got worse, because I walked around so much for the whole week.
Oh yeah.
And like in Niagara Falls and stuff, and anyway. So, I saw a podiatrist, and we did some things, and I've been doing, like, stretches and things, and it's helped a lot, but it's not, like, all better, especially in, like, one foot that's, like, worse. And he's like, well, there's some things we can do, blah, 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 like, you're telling me about some things. But he said, especially, like, we can do a cortisone shot in one of the feet, like, the one that's worse, to make it, like, better. And, I guess a cortisone shot, I'm kind of confused by that, because I thought cortisone was, like, something for, like, itching.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cortisone cream, but I guess it's, like, anti-inflammatory, like, it's, like, ibuprofen for your foot.
Huh.
Or, okay. Like, not for your foot, but, like, an injection of, like, ugh. Anti-inflammatory drugs, right. You know?
Yeah.
Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's what, I mean, I'm not saying the technical terms for it, of course, but anyway, so, like, he said, basically, it's, like, it's if he were to shoot, like, ibuprofen into my foot, it would release that tension in that tendon.
Yeah.
And, it would cut the tension.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. And,
That's actually kind of cool. When you think about it.
Yeah, and then, like, that way, it would, like, help, stop the cycle of my foot being inflamed, you know, all the time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, like, he said I might need to get another one if the first one doesn't work. He said, though, that actually some people it doesn't work at all, but I've noticed a big difference. But anyway, that's not the point. So, like, he like, talks about, like, giving me the shot and stuff, and he doesn't, like, say anything, like, how he's going to exactly do it or anything. And he comes in, and he has, like, this giant needle.
Oh, my God.
And, like a vial, and, like, or no, I don't know, like, yeah. And he has this, like, assistant person come in, you know, with him. And,
what, to, like, hold you down?
No. Just, like, well, I'll tell you. So he's like, okay, so, like, he has my foot's out and everything, and he kind of, like, pushes back my toes, and he sprayed it with, like, that icy spray, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? Like, I forgot what they call that, but, like, it's, like, some kind of, like, spray that doctors use sometimes, or to help, like, when they put a needle in, or a nurse uses to help when they, like, put an IV in kind of thing. Or,
yeah, yeah.
I experienced that, like, at the hospital before, like, an IV. It helps a little bit. It doesn't actually, it's kind of, I feel like it's, like, a false sense of, like, helpfulness, though, because it's, like, just, like, surfacey on your skin. Like, it doesn't help inside your skin, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so he gets ready, and he, like, doesn't say he's gonna put it in or anything. He just, like, puts it in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I'm just sitting there, like, starting to zone out. Like, I'm gonna pass out.
Oh, no.
But I didn't. But I was, like, I was just sitting there, like, staring at the wall. And I didn't look over at what he was doing. So I didn't want to see him, like, pushing it in, you know? And,
yeah,
like,
I wouldn't.
Because I can't see the needle because my foot's covering it. But, like, I didn't want to see him, like, you know, doing stuff. And I'm just, like, sitting there. And I'm just letting it happen. And it's, like, so much pain.
Oh,
yeah. And then he's done. And he's like, wow, you were so good. Like, you were really still. And I'm like, I almost passed out. And he's like, oh, no. Like,
you're probably just in shock.
Yeah, I was just like, did that really just happen? Like, did you just, like, stick a giant needle in my foot? Like,
apparently.
Like, the worst I ever really had with a needle was, like, I had an IV put in, like, the underside of my wrist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like underneath, like where you're below your palm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, not, like, the top part of your hand or your wrist or your arm or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, because they couldn't find a vein.
Oh.
But, like, it was just, like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, so.
Yeah, when I was younger, when I broke my arm, they had to put a huge needle into, like, to put Novocaine in to numb it, and it was so big, and I must have looked horrified, because when the nurse was there and doing this, she specifically said to me, she was like, you can look away, like, as if I needed permission, and then I was like, and then I said, thank you, and then I turned the other way. And thinking back on it now, I was like, okay, that was strange. Because, like,
why did I say thank you?
Yeah, and I must have looked horrified because I hate needles and it was so big and I was like, okay, well, I mean, we gotta do this, you know? But, like, and I did not look, and it was okay. Like, it didn't really hurt. It was just, like, it felt like a tugging, it was creepy.
I actually had that happen to me a little bit, like, kind of the same.
Yeah.
When I first had blood drawn.
Oh, yeah.
For the first time?
I'm actually...
Like, that I knew of, like, when I was older, you know?
Yeah,
and stuff.
I do okay now. I've had my blood drawn enough that, like, I do okay with that now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, because, like, the first time I had it, like, drawn that I remember it being the first time, like, when I was older, was, like, I literally saw the blood go up the tube.
Ugh.
And I almost passed out that time. And she's like, you can look away. And I was like, like with you, you know? And I'm yeah. like, oh, I don't know what I said, but I was just kind of like, oh, okay. And I just, like, looked away. I'm like, I'm going to puke now. Like, but
They must just, like, see the person's, like, expression and just, like, let them, like, reassure them. But, like, you don't have to watch. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you, but the nurse was just there to bandage up my foot afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I finished that up.
Well, I'm glad you're good. And so many people listening are freaking out right now.
Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh.
Listen.
And all, like, the nurses and doctors are like, whatever.
Yeah, they don't even care. Wow. All right, let's stop talking about this now.
Yeah, we can stop talking about that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
But, like, they actually told me, like, I probably should never get blood because I've passed out just from, like, having my blood taken from me.
Ooh.
Like, for, like a sample, or not sample, but, like, you know, like
just a, like a small,
well, yeah, a sample,
yeah,
but, like, for, like, a lab test or
whatever. Oh gosh, I wouldn't want to give blood. I don't I it it's bad enough when I just have to get like it drawn for like a doctor visit or something, you know. I wouldn't want to sit there and let my blood be just no. Okay, all right, moving on.
We're done.
I just sunk into my chair. Okay, all right, anywho. So
do your feet ever feel weird when people talk about stuff like that?
My whole like body feels weird. I don't know about my feet specifically.
Well, I know like my whole body feels weird, but my feet, like, you get like sweaty feet like when people like talk about that kind of stuff. I don't know why my feet, like,
I don't think my feet, but my arms, I start like doing weird things with them. I don't know. Like when you get like the you get like the heebie jeebies, you know? Is that what you mean?
You mean the eebie jeebies? You said the heebie jeebies.
Is that heebie? I don't know. I guess
Eevee,
sure, okay, that one.
Not the heebie-jeebies.
I don't know. Sure, whatever, I don't know.
What the heck is a heebie-jeebie?
I don't know. All right, anyway.
Yeah, so, like, David visited recently with, like we said, with his girlfriend and his friend. And then after that, I left for Maine that Monday.
Yeah, it was, like, right at, like, the day we were leaving, she was leaving.
Yeah, and actually, incidentally, my mom was leaving to go somewhere, too.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, I went to Maine, and I just kind of went, like, just to get away by myself for a while. I visited a friend and their kids for a few hours, like, the last day. But, like I said, it's, like, about an 8-hour drive there and back. But anyway, so, it's kind of funny, because, like, it's a, kind of, like... It's, like, a nice time of the year to go there, because mm-hmm. it's, like, fall. Like, right now, when, like, I went, it was, like, mid to end September, you know? And, but the weather is, like, kind of, like, and I had heard this. There's actually, a quote by Mark Twain about it, but, like, the weather in New England can be very, like, iffy, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, sometimes, like, in the whole time I was there, pretty much except for the last day that I left, it was, like, foggy and kind of damp, and by the ocean it was, like, misty, and... But anyway, so, like, I didn't come prepared for, like, this weather to be... Because I wanted to be by the ocean, but it was, like, even though it was, like, 50 or 60 degrees, you know?
Yeah.
And probably, like, 50 right next to the ocean, and, like... I had, like, a fabric, like, a regular, like, cotton, like, or whatever, like, kind of material, like, cotton or something like that, kind of coat, and, like, jeans in my bag and everything, and, you know, I had planned to, like, go on the beach and just kind of sit there and just kind of, like, you know, think about life and stuff, and, you know, but then it's, like, misty, and then it started to rain at some point, and, you know, like, a little bit, and I didn't have an umbrella with me. But I was already carrying so many things, I was like, well, I can't carry my umbrella anyway, so it doesn't matter. And I had a hood, but this coat was, like, absorbent. It didn't have, like, it wasn't, like, a raincoat or anything. And, so I got really wet. And, this is just one day, but, like, later that day, I had a sailing, like, they call it a sailing adventure. You know, like, you just go out and sail for, like, 2 hours, you know?
Yeah.
And so... After I was at the beach, I stopped at Starbucks and got like a really large like chai, you know, cause I was like hot chai cause I was so cold.
Yeah.
And I called Dad and he was really concerned for me because like I was all cold and wet and I'm about to go on the sailing adventure, but then like I can't go back to my hotel to like change because like it's too far away, like, and I wouldn't have time, so, like, I beeline it to, like, the nearest Target, and I bought, like, I got a new jacket, and then I got, I already had a sweater in my car I bought from L.L. Bean
mm-hmm.
in Freeport, and which was nice, and then I already had sneakers in my car, like, extra sneakers, because I always leave them in my car just in case I need them for anything.
Yeah.
And so I just, like, changed into all that, and I just had wet jeans and stuff. My bag was kind of wet and stuff. And I go on my sailing adventure. I'm all, like, snug as a bug, you know, everything. And it worked out really well. But it was just kind of funny because it was, like, I was kind of bummed that I got all wet. But at the same time, it was, like, it was actually really neat. And then, like, I don't know, I'm like one of those people, or at least now I kind of am, like, I feel like I come to realize, like, you know, if you don't have some kind of disappointment and like a great trip type thing, or like a great, you know, when you have like high expectations and you don't have any disappointments in it,
yeah,
the good parts don't seem as good, you know.
Yeah.
So it, and you don't see like the brighter side as well as you you know, you do if you don't have like disappointments. And it's like, I don't know, that's
because it like makes
my
you,
little deep part of it, but you know,
because it makes you focus on like the great parts of the trip, you know, a lot better, you know.
Yeah, it's like it makes you appreciate them more. It makes them seem like a lot, it highlights them a lot more, you know.
Yeah.
And because the thing is, like, I got really wet, like, but I actually enjoyed myself and got really great pictures, you know, on that beach, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. But, and I have a sweet jacket now that,
nice,
I would never have paid for if, like, I didn't really need it, so.
Yeah.
Well, no, awesome. Like, if I ever need it again, I have that. It's, like, they call it a wax jacket. It's kind of like a raincoat, but it's not, like, exactly a raincoat, but it can be used that way.
Yeah.
Like, it has, like, waxy kind of material on it, so water beads off of it.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Well, cool. Glad that worked out.
So, yeah, that was really neat, and, I'm glad you were able to visit, and we were able to still go away.
Yeah.
And not be gone for too much time that you were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked out well. Because, like, our trip was sort of, like, it was all centered around when the wedding we were going to was, so, yeah. But, yeah, we got to stay for, like, a long weekend and then left on the Monday. So, it was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad you did. It's so funny because I realized that, like, this is random, but, like, I realized that the Empire apples weren't in season when you were here at the apple farm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or at the apple orchard we went to. Because, like, your friend was, like, wondering where the Empires were.
Oh, yeah.
Because Empire apples are, like, indigenous, like, New York, because, like, where the Empire State and stuff.
Right.
And, they're really good for, like, eating apples, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, regular, not, like, cooking, like, regular, just, like, eating. And I realized they were in season after you came.
Yeah. Well, oh well.
Anyway, you want to do a this or that or a Mad Lib?
Yeah. Let's do it.
So, we're going to do a this or that. I'm going to ask you the questions. If you don't know what this or that is, it's basically, like, this, you're asking them if they like this or that, like, you know, cookie or brownie or whatever, you know. And this one particularly is just 7 questions focused on stuff about vacation.
Oh.
Which I think is kind of relevant to, like, us right now, because, like, we've been traveling a lot recently.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, I think I'll just do what I've been doing. So I'll just kind of like spitfire, ask David the questions, and then he has to say like which one it is, like right away.
Yeah.
Or hopefully right away.
Yeah.
And then like you're not supposed to really think about it. You just answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk about it after, and I can give my opinion too.
Sure.
So, ready?
Yes.
Okay. 1. Hot tub or hot spring?
Hot tub, I think.
Okay. Art festivals or music festivals?
Music.
Disney World or Universal?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been to either.
Oh, that's true. You haven't. But you live in California, so you have to say, like...
Is that Disney World?
Yeah.
Okay, Disney World.
I think, isn't it?
I think so. I think you.
Oh, we should look that up.
Oh, here.
we'll come back to that one.
Okay.
Okay, theme park or water park?
Water park.
Carnival or circus?
Wow.
Oh, come on, this is easy.
I was gonna say carnival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, I guess, whatever your opinion is.
You're like, yeah, I mean, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay. Zoo or aquarium?
Aquarium.
Yes. Trip or staycation?
Trip.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's like, you want to take a trip.
I mean, like, I like staying home, but, like, that's also nice, but, like, I like going places. I like to travel.
Yeah. So, hot tub or hot spring? I've never been in a hot spring that I know of.
I haven't either. I actually would kind of like to do that, but, like, I like...
Like, go to Iceland.
Yeah. Well, like, they have, like, natural hot springs, like, around the world, around the country, you know? That would be kind of cool, but a hot tub is very accessible, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It seems a lot more accessible than a hot spring.
Yeah, like, our apartment here, we have, like, actually, there's two pools, and one of them has, like, a little, like, I guess you could say, like, hot tub, you know, like, in ground, and it's nice. Like, I remember we were using it when you were here, months ago.
Yeah, that was funny, because, like, we were also, like, hot, and then we, like, go in the pool, we get really cold, then we go in the hot tub, we get hot, and then we go in the pool, back in the we pool. Get cold.
Yeah, it was, like, it was a weird cycle.
Yeah, that was funny.
But it was good, yeah.
Art festivals or music festivals? So,
I mean, I would probably music. Yeah, I would probably enjoy an art festival, but like I love music, so I would I've been to a lot of concerts and things like that, you know? Like I enjoy going. Like I was just saying before, like I went to a concert in San Francisco. Like we traveled and went out of our way to go see someone, you know? Like I that's the second time I saw a band in San Francisco too, or like a concert in San Francisco, just because like it's close enough and like I really enjoy it. So yeah,
I feel like your girlfriend would be very torn by this question.
Yeah, maybe. She really likes music as much as I do though. But she, I mean, like she's an artist. Like she did some of the artwork that is part of our branding right now, so yeah. I don't know what she would choose. It's a good question.
You should ask her later.
Yeah.
And then, okay, did you find out about Disney and Universal?
Yeah, so Universal Studios Hollywood is in California. Walt Disney World is in Florida.
Oh, we had it the other way around. I always get those confused.
I do,
like,
too.
Disneyland is in California then, and then Disney World's in Florida. Okay.
Yeah, so...
Universal, when they say Universal, they mean Disneyland.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I've just never been to either, so I really don't know how to answer the question. But I guess Universal Studios, just because I live in California, and that would be the more likely one I would go to if I were to go to one right now, so.
Yeah, I don't have any opinion. Like, I'm just like... yeah.
Like, if I've been to both, then maybe I can, like, have an opinion on which one I enjoy more, you know? Or at least somewhat more. I don't know. I don't like this question.
Theme park? I know, right? Yeah. Over it.
I'm just joking. Anyway, yes. What was the next one?
Theme park or water park. You said water park?
I did, yeah. I do like theme parks, though, but, like, I tend to get sick on roller coasters, though. Like, I can't do too many before, like, my stomach gets really upset. Although, side note, Abby and I have been talking about, did you actually try them? I can't remember, but, like, I had heard that when you take, like, ginger pills, like, ginger is supposed to help with your stomach in general, and I heard, like, you can take, like, pills, it's like a supplement, basically, and it helps to ease your stomach, and it might actually be useful, because it's supposed to help with, like, motion sickness.
Yeah, I don't know if it would help with the whole day of, like, roller coasters, though. I mean, you,
I don't know.
You just, like, put that fate on yourself. You
yeah.
Know?
Like... And I love roller coasters, too. Like, they're...
Maybe if you keep taking them.
Maybe. Just keep popping pills, you know?
Like, every 4 hours, 4 or 6 hours, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, well, I took them for that sailing adventure, and, I took last year, I was with Jeremy with it.
Yeah.
But usually, like, lately, Jeremy hasn't really helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took it, I don't know, kind of just, like, a... whatever, you know.
And you felt okay?
But, like, yeah, with the ginger pills, yeah. I mean, I was a little woozy, but I didn't feel, like, so nauseous that I couldn't eat dinner after.
Yeah.
And I didn't throw up, so.
Yeah. But I
was fine. I mean, I would pick water park too, just because of that. But then I would also, at the same time, I would be tempted to pick theme park over water park, just because, like, as I've grown up, I feel like I can't get over, like, how gross the water is at water parks.
You know? Oh, that's true. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm a
but
little...
I would still go to it. Like, if, like, a group of friends wanted to go, or, like...
Yeah.
I just said, like, it's gross, and I would still go to it. But, like, it's disgusting, but...
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little back and forth on that one. I really like water, and water rides are fun, you know? And that's...
I know, it is fun, though. It is... I mean, I don't know. I'm very torn. But...
Yeah. I've been to... we've been to a lot of different theme parks too. Like I went to a couple here in California. Like, we actually got passes for two of them, season passes that, like, we'll probably end up going again this year too. So and they're a lot of fun. I wish I could get over my stomach being so queasy, you know. But yeah.
And then Carnival or Circus, like, I don't know. I have to pick Carnival, cuz Carnival has, like, all the good food and, like,
yeah.
Like, little cute ride type thing. Like, Circus is kind of like, okay, this is fine, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to, like, think of, like, the differences between the two. But I think probably Carnival. Like, I think maybe a Circus is more for, like, shows and things. And, like, a Carnival has, like, some, like, little rides and, like, other attractions and stuff like that.
See, I think I've been watching... I don't watch it that much, but I think I've been watching too much Carnival Eats on Food Network.
Oh.
Because, like, they, like, go around a carnival... This guy goes around a carnival. Oh. So, he went to the New York State Carnival in Syracuse. Or New York State Fair.
Yeah. Oh.
And...
That would be, like, an interesting show.
What would?
That, like, what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And he's, like, super exuberant and stuff like that, too. And, like...
Yeah.
He's, like, super, like... extroverted and, like, wow, that's amazing, and, like, oh my gosh, you did that with a pickle, like,
with a pickle.
Yeah. I don't know why I said that, but yeah. So he's like really not, like, creepy though about it. Like, he's actually really, like, cool. And but anyway, he, like, goes around to, like, all these, like, different carnivals and fairs and stuff, and, like, eats the food at them, and, like, that like the food that's, like, amazing, and, like, talks about it and stuff, and sees how they make it and
yeah
things. It's kind of like Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives for, like, carnivals.
That's cool. I like that. I see, like, I was
Dad always thinks he's really funny.
Yeah. Like, see, like, I was never in, like, you used to watch a lot of, like, Food Network cooking shows and stuff, and, like, I was never into, like, the home, like, cooking stuff. Like, I would watch it, like, sometimes, and it was interesting, you know, but, like, I like those theme shows where they're, like, going places and they're doing stuff like that, you know.
Like, there's actually, like, a real, like, purpose to it.
Yeah,
like,
there was
just sitting in the kitchen, like, showing me how to make a cookie.
There was that one show, and I can't remember the name of it. You might remember. But it was about the couple, and it was, like, their life, you know. He was Italian, she's an actress. I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, I love them so much. Oh, what's her name? Oh my gosh, I need to look this up now, because, like, she's actually, like, is a well-known actor now.
Yeah,
so, or actress, I mean.
Yeah, like, so, but they had, like, a cooking show slash, like, just, like, a show about, like, kind of, like, their lives, you know. So, like, they would, like, do stuff, like, activities in between that. So it was, like,
dude,
really
what's
interesting.
Her name?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I can't remember what she's in now either. Oh my gosh, I'm, like, drawing a blank.
And, like, they had, like, kids and you know, they would, like,
oh,
do
gosh,
stuff
I'll
with them.
I'll come back next time and, like.
And then they, like, spent, like, time in Italy just because, like. But yeah, that was a good show. Oh my gosh, I found it. Do you know what I Googled?
No.
So I Googled Italian and actress cooking show.
Oh my gosh.
Debbie Mazur and Gabrielle.
Oh.
Gabrielle Corcos?
What's it called?
It's called Extra Virgin.
Oh, right. I remember that now.
Yeah. All right. We did it. Yeah. That's a great show. I don't know if it's still on. I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah. So Extra Virgin is the name of it.
I don't know if they're making new episodes, is what I mean.
I don't think so. It wasn't on Food Network, it was on Cooking Channel.
Yeah.
Because, like, Cooking Channel is, like, the sister child of, like...
Sister child.
That's not a thing, is it? I don't know why I said that.
Well, it's a sister channel. Like, that's...
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Sister channel.
Yeah.
And yeah, Debbie Mazur's the actress. Gabrielle Corsos, I think it is.
Corsos, yeah.
Yeah, they were like so funny.
Oh, they're just their interactions were.
What is she on now?
I don't know. I distinctly.
Later, I think I saw her on a something that actually I wouldn't watch generally.
So. Oh. I remember, like, there were so many funny parts of that show, too. Some people, like, as, like, a, like, good luck thing will, like, when they put salt into something, they'll toss it over their shoulder. And, like, he threw it, and then she was standing right there, so it just went all over her face, and she was just, like, flipped out. I was like, why did you just do this? She's like, it's good luck. She's like, it's good luck, it just landed on my freaking face. It's really funny.
And they're, like, Italian when they're, like, saying it, so they sound so, like, funny when they're saying it.
But, yeah. Wait, was there any other questions? Did we do it? We finished talking about all
of them. Oh, right. Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, we didn't. Zoo or aquarium?
Oh, I said aquarium.
Yeah, definitely aquarium. And then trip or staycation. Well, you have to go on a trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, would you say zoo or aquarium? Going back to that.
Oh, aquarium.
Oh, really?
Well, unless there's, like, penguins at the zoo.
Yeah.
Like, big penguins. Like, emperor penguins.
Yeah, I just love fish and, like, ocean life a lot. I like going to zoos, but, like, I much, much prefer to go to an aquarium. Given the choice, so. And then, yeah, the last one. I just love going places and traveling. As much of, like, an effort you have to make, like, that's not my favorite part, but, like, going to see places, like, when I was in Europe, and, like, you did the same thing, going to Europe and doing stuff, different area, but, yeah, it's fun. Well, cool. I think we're good. We can probably save that Mad Lib for the next time, then.
Okay.
Cool.
We'll leave you hanging on your,
yeah,
whatever you're hanging on.
Yeah, now you have to listen to the next episode.
Now you have to listen to the next episode, yeah.
Cool.
Because we ran out of time.
Well, yeah, so thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow our show, we are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It is LNLDA Show. LNL to show. or to search Lemons and Limes. You can find us that way. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Davey3. ITSDAVIE3. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like anything else I want to promote, but I think those will, you'll find things I'm working on if I am working on something. So, and how about you?
Me.
You.
Oh, me. Let me see. So I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Abigail N. Griffin. Or at Abigail N. Griffin, rather. ABIGAILN is a Naomi Griffin. GRIFFIN. And then also, I recently started, just currently when this is being recorded, I just started a blog.
Yeah.
So that'll be going even more so probably when you reach this episode.
Yeah.
And you can find me at Deepest Waters 40, like the number 440, .wordpress.com.
Yeah, go check it out.
And yeah, it's not like, it's definitely more like deeper topics than what's going on with here, but like, if you don't really know me very well, you might be able to get to know me a little bit more through this blog. And even if you do know me, you know, you can still read it.
It's,
that'd be great.
Yeah, it's a more seriously driven like topics, you know. It's not lighthearted. And that is definitely not meant in a bad way. Like, you know.
No, it's definitely revolving around like mental illness and emotional stuff.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So
yeah.
Just basically based off my life and things like that. So
but yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely go check it out. It's, yeah. I mean, if you want to know more about Abby, and it's awesome. I'm glad you started it.
Yeah, thanks. And I do Insta stories, so you can find me on Instagram doing that too.
Yeah.
And I do post semi-frequently, so I don't post as much on Twitter, but anyway, we don't need to keep talking.
Yeah.
So
maybe once we actually like get this podcast off the ground, we'll start interacting more on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe.
So, all right. Well, thank you guys for listening. That's about all we have for now. Stay tuned for more stuff, and yeah, bye.
Well, thank you. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
There, you hesitated.
No, I like zoned out for a brief second. A lot of apple cider.
You hesitated. I don't. Okay.
A lot of soft cider.
All right. It's all right. Let's do a thing.